The problem is important, very common problem. The compression. Image. Just think a great scene image. You know that an image needs a huge amount of storage, so it is important to be able to compress a grayscale or a colored RGB image. A famous and commonly used algorithm for compressing images is the well-known JPEG, JPEG algorithm. Which is a sort of local compression. It uses sine transforms applied locally in small square subsets of image. But there is a rough but a much simpler technique of compression image based on a simple but very important representation of a general, absolutely general matrix. Why a matrix? Because our image is represented by a matrix of grayscale values, integer values. If we consider the matrix, say A, representing the image, we can use some technique of economic storage saving, I may say, representation of this matrix. The representation I would refer to is the so-called SVD representation, or also the composition, the acronym means singular value decomposition. I will not explain how this representation comes out. Just think that its structure is the following. The matrix A, any matrix A, also rectangular, the image, maybe the image is a rectangular picture, can be decomposed or represented as the product of three special matrices in a substantially unique way. This matrix, let us call U, B, and V, the exact formula, says the Hermitian. I will explain this better to you next lessons. This is also matrix, three matrices. Let us use a graphic scheme to understand better the reason why it is possible to saying a story which is using this decomposition. The matrix A, rectangular, with m rows and m columns. The first of the three matrices, say U, is square, m by m. The second factor, we call it D, is diagonal, so we have possibly non-zero entries only along the diagonal of this matrix. The third is again, that which we call it D permission, is again 2 and n square, n by n, the sizes of D are m rows and n columns. The matrices U, the first and the third matrices, are particular matrices. They belong to the class of the so-called unitary matrices. They play the same role that is played by complex numbers of modulus 1. So they cannot have entries with modulus larger than 1. So these two matrices are made of numbers of modulus between 0 and 1. The central matrix D is named of real numbers. The numbers here are complex. In D we have real numbers, not negative. Well, it can be proven that for any matrix this decomposition exists. The idea of using this decomposition for compression is based on the fact that a good approximation of A, of the matrix A, can be found considering only a few columns, say K, K less than N, few columns of U, say in the matrix, now it is rectangular, U tilde, a submatrix, say B tilde, K by K of D, and K rows of V omission, say V tilde omission. If this is true, and this can be shown with suitable proof, we can represent matrix A made by m by n integer entries with these m by k plus k in the diagonal, this is true, plus this is n, okay? N by C. So K by M cube plus N plus 1. I have a real saving of storage requirements if this amount is less than M by N. So for small values of k. All this works since the role of the three factors, the rules of the three factors are different. These different roles can be better understood if we let me consider the case when k is say 2 and is 3 also and is 3. A can be written as in an approximate way, the first value sigma multiplied by this two vectors, the second and last, because we have chosen k equal to 2. Since due to the properties of the SVD decomposition, the first singular values, the values sigma are called singular values, are the largest, this approximation is reasonably good and gives us, in terms of the image that we want to compress, a good information, an almost complete information, if the other singular values are smaller, much smaller, about the total image. This is a global kind of compression. Well, I will show you this technique. It's simple. It is not so sophisticated. So in the application, other techniques like JPEG most commonly used. But this is very conceptually simple. So let me show you the effect of performing this approximation with different values of k to in this slide we see the original image, the face of Mandeville, the monkey, and what we obtain considering only 200 singular values, only 100 singular values, 10 singular values, and only the largest singular value. Yeah, you see that all the singular, the total number of singular values is the smaller between the two sizes. So it is 480. So in the second picture, you see an approximation with about half singular values. And we see that it is reasonably acceptable. But also with one fourth of all the simulators, we have again, one fifth, I would say, we have again an acceptable result. In the following slide, we see in the same order the various approximations. You will be surprised that with only 10 similarity, so with a relevant compression ratio of compression of the image, we have again the main features of the face of the monkey. Okay. In December, I think we will see the various ways, or in the second term, I don't know, because this year the distribution of topics we will change. We will see the various ways in which this decomposition can be computed and can be used. This is, I guess, the simplest example I can show you. Okay? Domande? Questions? Proseguo io o cerchiamo qui?
I will be fast, just 5 minutes, otherwise we go out of time. Very fast, I'm going to show you another kind of application coming from a field called machine learning. Okay. So, I give you the mathematical framework. You have two sets of points, the xi's and the yj's, okay, in an n-dimensional space. So you have two groups of vectors, okay, which represents two kinds of data. Let's say the xi's are positive data and the yj's are negative data. Okay? You would like to find a technique or some tools which allow you to discriminate between the two sets so that if a new point comes, you can say, okay, it's positive or it is negative. Okay? Very classical example is the symptoms of some illness. Okay? Or some medical pathology. Okay? You have all these data of the patient, you have all data of the patient, temperature, blood pressure, blood pressure, and many other physical indicators. And you know that some patients with some data got ill, and some others didn't got ill. Some were positive and some were negative. Okay? And so you would like to find a tool to discriminate. How can you do it? Well, mathematically, you would like to find a function which is positive in the positive data and negative in the negative data. Okay? But, okay, such a fine function always exists. You define it minus 1 on the xi, plus 1 on the xi's and minus 1 on the yj's, and then you extrapolate the function through some interpolation and you can do it.
Is the cardinality of positive data the same as the number of dimensions?
Sorry, this is just this is just an inconvenience I didn't say. No. Okay. So imagine M and D. Okay. D dimensional space, sorry. Okay, no, not necessarily, absolutely not. Okay. So I would say you can always find a function done this way, but you would like to find a reasonable function, okay? A space of function where to have a look at. The first thing that comes to your mind is to try to use a linear function, okay? In the plane, these are lines, okay? In three-dimensional space, these are planes, okay? Generally, they are hyperplanes, okay? And so essentially, so you would like to find the coefficient A and the coefficient B such that this is true. Okay? If you want to do it If you want to have a look geometrically, let's think the crosses are the xi's and the squares are the yj's. You are looking for a line such that all the xi's are on one side and the yj's are on the other side. Okay? This is called supervised classification. I know you know this. You have the knowledge of this topic. And how can you do it? Well, I would like not only to separate the two sets of points, but to do it in the best possible way. These lines provide the word separation rather than these lines. Okay? Because this line is farther from points on both sides. Okay, gives a wider margin to the separation. Okay, so if I choose this line and then a point come here, I will say this is a positive, this is a cross. Okay, but if I choose this, which is actually in the middle of this empty area, well, I would say this is more likely to be a square. Okay, because it's closer to squares than to the x-axis. So one idea is to try to find also the line which maximizes this distance. Okay, and this can be done simply adding here a term, because let's say if you add plus t, this is the line you get. If you take minus t from b, this is the other line you get. Okay, so you would like to find the maximum t such that all these inequalities are satisfied. Okay, so mathematically this is the following optimization problem: maximize t subject to all these constraints, to all these requirements. Okay, and which are your variables? Well, clearly the variables are a and b, so n, a vector of n or d components, a number, plus another number, which is the margin. So you want to maximize t. I have rewritten all those conditions. And I added another thing, that the norm of the vector a, of the coefficients of the line, is less or equal than 1. Why? Because clearly, here, if you multiply these inequalities by a positive constant, okay, if these are true, they keep being true. Okay, so you can make p large as you want. Okay, if you multiply by 2, this is true again. So you can get an infinite margin, but actually you are just representing the same line. Okay, if you ask this to be bounded to its norm to be less or equal than 1, you avoid these terms to go to plus infinity. Okay, so this is the reason why you put this here. So here you have a, b, and t as variables. You maximize a linear function, because it's just t, okay, one of your variables, subject to linear constraints, those inequalities, plus a non-linear constraint, because the norm is a non-linear function. Okay? Actually, and I don't go into this because you have the following, then when this maximum is positive, the two sets are separated. Otherwise, if the maximum is negative, this line is going up there and down this way, and this is going up that way. Okay, so that somehow you always manage to separate, but it's a false separation. Okay, it is not true. So when the optimum is greater or equal than 0, you can separate through the line, and for a simple transformation you can rewrite the problem in this way. I don't dig the details, but this is different, because you want to minimize the norm of the vector of coefficient subject just to these constraints where t is disappeared, becomes 1. Essentially, I divided everything by t. Okay? No more than that, this transformation. What is here? You have to minimize a non-linear function, Okay? And all the constraints you have are linear functions. Okay? I will show you that this is a much nicer situation. Okay? But the two problems, you can check it, are exactly the same problem. Okay? So this is a very first example of the application of optimization in machine learning, and professor of machine learning can tell you the huge number that this type of classification has. So,
let's have another example.
Yeah, probably the most famous.
I imagine you know a little bit of mathematics, and probably you know something about the mathematical model. So, I will stress some mathematical and numerical aspects of the model underlying the Google algorithm for ranking the pages in the web. The problem is that you know to give a measure, a rank of the relevance, the importance of all the pages in the web, and so the final result will be an ordering in terms of relevance of all the pages in the web. And so I have to start by defining what is the relevance of a web page. A possible choice is the following: the relevance of a page. The page in the web depends on the relevance of the page pointing to the page I am considering.
This is a simple and
reasonable idea of measure. So the mathematical model can be built numbering, first of all the pages, contracting the adjacent matrix, adjacent connectivity condition di adjacenza H, which describe completely the topological structure of web. Well, you know the values then which of this matrix are 1 if the page corresponding to the row index contains at least one link to the page J corresponding to the column index, and 0 otherwise.
This is very simple.
Here you see a very small example, a web containing only 4 pages. So the directed graph is on the left, and the corresponding matrix H is depicted on the right of this slide. Let us turn to the idea underlying model. The page with the index I transmits its relevance to the pages in point 2. Which are detectable in the corresponding the I row of H. The relevance given, inherited by H I, distributes all over the R sub J pages which are linked. So we sum the number of ones along the row I, this is I and this is J, along the row I. We call it R sub I. In other words, with K.
The adjacent element is K. By dividing all the rows by the corresponding weights R with the same image. So we obtain this new matrix, for example, which can be expressed as the product by this diagonal matrix, by the previous matrix H. This matrix, as you easily see in the example, has an important property. This property is called stochasticity. The rows, the matrix is said to be rows stochastic. A consequence of property consists in the fact that the sums over all rows have the value of 1. 1/3 + 1/3 + 1/3, 1, and so on. A matrix with this property has certainly, necessarily, eigenvalue 1. This fact will have nice consequences. Now, let's go on with the model. Using the entries of H and the entries of D, we can write an equation describing the transmission of relevance from some pages to other pages. The equation, which is a linear equation, equations, we have n equations, is this. So we have a linear system, which can be expressed more in a more compact way with this formula. X is the vector containing the measure of relevance. D and H are the matrices we have already defined. Have this system as solution. The system can be written again another way by algebraic manipulation, simple algebraic manipulation. Express this formula. We have here a matrix, the identity matrix, the vector, the solution, the vector we are looking for, 0, the other side. This can be seen as the relation matrix eigenvector 0 by the same eigenvector eigenvalue 0. In other words, we can recognize the relation matrix eigenvector eigenvalue 0 for a matrix which certainly has eigenvalue 1. This matrix is stochastic. So it has eigenvalue 1. So this matrix is a singular. So there are infinitely many solutions of the homogeneous linear system that is written here. So this system, and also the previous, written in another way, have solution. Infinitely many solutions and can be seen as an eigenvalue eigenvector product. There are other properties regarding the eigenvalue 1. It can be shown that 1 is the spectral radius of the matrix, dominant is the same thing, and that non-negative eigenvectors exist. This is important because we are looking for measures of relevance. We have defined the
vector H as the vector containing the score of the single page. So the model is well chosen. We will consider with some kind of normalization only the solution having some condition regarding some norm. Usually the one norm is considered, taking into account the fact that there are these eigenvalues, eigenvectors with positive entries. In this case, the solution will be unique. So the answer to the problem will be found rearranging the entries of a suitable eigenvector obeying to the previous conditions of this matrix H transposed by the diagonal D. This is the basic idea. Obviously, this idea, this model, can be improved. Many authors refer to regard the entries of the Google matrix, that is D by H, as probability values. They are value bounded by the C on the left and by one on the right. So, those entries can be seen as the probability that the surfer jumps to page, from page I to page J. It's another way to see the model. A common improvement of the model, and consequently a modification of the matrices involved in the model, is connected to the fact that it's preferable avoid the presence of zero entries in the matrix. As we have seen in the simple example 4x4, we have zero entries corresponding to the non-existence of links between some pages and other pages. We can modify the matrix substantially by adding a perturbing matrix which is defined as the matrix E, which is made all by ones, multiplied by a suitable coefficient. Also here we have a coefficient C, in such a way that the new matrix, G, that is the real Google matrix, is again stochastic. We modify the matrix. What does it mean, the presence of this term? In terms of probabilities, the presence of this term means that it is possible with a low probability that the surfer jumps from a page to any other page, eventually with low probability. Low because we have this low parameter. The coefficient C is 0.85 generally. This is the resulting matrix G corresponding to the example. We see this value is assigned to C is the value commonly used. The matrix G has and again, the properties of the previous matrix, D by H, so it is Rosenkranz. But it is also irreducible. This is the geometric property of the matrix, We will see it next lesson, okay? So, the eigenvalue of 1, there's a multiplicity 1, is a consequence of the reducibility, and the entries of the dominant eigenvector are strictly positive. So, the effect of this modification is to gain other extra useful properties of the matrix G, which are useful also in the method which will be used in order to find what? The dominant eigenvector. To conclude, this is the linear system resulting from the modification. These are the values we saw. Here display the values of the matrix G. This is the solution. Solution found, computed with a classical simple method, which is the power method, applied to G, G transpose matrix C. So, in the previous, in the example of RAM, containing only 4 pages, the ranking of the pages, these are, I have to explain, this is the first approximation of the dominant eigenvector. The method I use is iterative, so this is the first iterate, second, third, and so on. We see that we have convergence, so we stop at 7th, 8th, iterate. And we have this as a good approximation of the dominant eigenvector, and we see by inspecting the values of the entries of the dominant eigenvector, the right order, the right ordering of the pages, the largest entry is the fourth, so the page 4 is the most relevant, and so on. It is surprising that the problem very complex, very complicated like this can be solved with simple technique like the use of classical approximating methods like invariants such as the power. Any questions?
Actually, on the slides you will find
another example
about the special configuration of molecules of a particular family of gases. I don't have time to give you any details. All this stuff can be turned into an optimization problem because it is the well known that the disposition of molecules is generally given through a position of minimal potential energy. Okay, so you need to have a model for the potential energy, and it is this function where R represents the distance between two atoms, okay? And you can turn this into optimization problem, and you can draw pictures for the best solution for problems where you have a certain number of atoms composing your molecules. These pictures are taken from research done at Cambridge and Oxford, okay, by professors of chemistry. What I want just to tell you is just this function and the resulting optimization problems, which will consider the distance between each pair of atoms in the molecules, is a terrible problem. Okay, it's a terrible problem because this function is not only highly nonlinear, but does not have good properties. Okay, and I will try to show you during the course which are the good property for an optimization problem is called It's not linearity, as you can imagine from operation research, but it is convexity. Okay, and I will give you formal definitions and example of this type of function. We can solve efficiently problems where the function we want to minimize are convex. We don't have good tools for other type of function, and this example falls in that category. Okay, so I don't give you the details. If anyone is interested, can read the slides and come to me to talk about it. Okay, so we just wanted to give you the flavor of some possible application among the tons or almost infinite number of applications you can find. The actual course will start on Thursday afternoon at 2 p.m. and Professor Bevilacqua will give you some background material. Okay, so see you on Thursday with Professor Bevilacqua, and I will come back the next week.